of Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rests upon you in a mighty way as we draw near to this great event that shall transpire in the soon coming time, whereby Messiah, the great hope of Israel, shall be revealed unto the house of Israel. Those that have received the mark of Yahweh in their foreheads, and that is the centrality of their being, their minds, hearts, souls, whereby the name of Yahweh is the name of assurance, faith, and confidence. These are the ones that shall escape the very terror that shall fall upon the face of the earth. And it is coming to this nation and the nations around the world. And it behooves us that are born again of the Spirit of Yahweh to cry out diligently, fervently, that with assurance we know that our Redeemer, Messiah, lives in our souls. A profound word that James spoke unto the body of Yahweh. He said unto the saints, grudge not one against another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned, destroyed, damned. You destroy the very purpose of Yahweh that he has placed in your soul. He said, because the judge standeth before the door. And he made a statement that, take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in, not of, but in the name of Yahweh. Now, most translations will say in the name of God or of the Lord's. That is not a name. It is simply a title. No more than Father is a name or Son is a name. That's why you have so many doctrines that have construed this very profound truth of Yahweh. He said, we must take heed, brethren. We must learn from the prophets who have spoken in the name of Yahweh for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. James chapter 5, verse 10. We ought to consider those brethren, the prophets, who have such much contradiction. They have been maligned because of what they stood for in the name of Yahweh. And he has a name. Even as Messiah, one of the most profound commandments he gave unto the apostles is in Matthew 28, verse 19. He said to the apostles, go ye therefore. He commanded them, and he meant what he said, and teaching all nations, every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nationality. And he said, baptizing them, that immersion, submerge, baptizing them in the name. In the name of the Father. I know what has been done with that. The apostolics that say that they walk in the apostles' doctrine, which they walk in absurdity and lies, because they will not keep the Shabbat, they will not reverence the Father. Messiah did not make a mistake when he told them to baptize in the name of the Father. And so in this nation and the perpetration of this pollution, they say that the Father's name is quote, Jesus Christ, unquote. And it cannot be. His name is Yahweh. And because they have not known the Father's name, they have not known the Son's name. Messiah said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, submerge them, baptize them in the name of the Father. And what they will say today, most doctrines, is that Peter in Acts 2:38, no, Peter did not deny the Father's name. It is your traditions. It is the Trinitarians' traditions. For they don't know the Father, nor do the Apostolics know the Father, nor the Presbyterians, the Episcopalians, the Church of England, Roman Catholicism, only Israel will know the Father, and they will know His name. I say to you, my friends and listeners, Yahweh, the Almighty Elohim, He has a name. And the name is not Lord Jesus Christ or Lord God. These are simply titles. You can look in your dictionaries, the Merriam-Webster, the Noah-Webster, the American College Dictionary, and you will see that, quote, the word God, gods, spelled capital G-O-D, the same definition and meaning is for God spelled lowercase G-O-D. It is the same. It is a supreme being, a God, a goddess, a supreme personality. Yahweh is greater than a supreme personality. He is the creator of all and all things. And when a man does not know the name of Yahweh, he cannot personally know the Son. Messiah commanded them, go ye therefore and teach all nations. It is one thing that the apostolics will say that Father is not a name. And you're absolutely correct, my friend. It is not a name. But Yahweh is a name, and Messiah knew the Father's name because He came in the Father's name. There's only one name whereby, my friends, we are going to be saved. Our religious teachings and traditions are going to destroy your soul into the dark abyss and the bias of hell for reject the truth of your way. Messiah commanded, go ye therefore and teach all nations. They must be taught the Father's name. I pray Yahweh, the house of Israel, the call out elect according to the grace of Yahweh, will hear these words of this man of Yahweh as he speaks by unction, command, and by the inspiration of this profound truth that is embedded down in his soul. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. You must first of all teach them the Father's name. And once the nation understands and knows the Father's name, then that nation will know the Son's name. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. You are absolutely right, my apostolic friend. That is a singular now, the word name, not names. You are absolutely right in that application, for there is only one name, and that name is the name of the Father and the Sean. It is not a Greek Latinized name that is translated into an English name that gives you Jesus. He has a name that is a memorial unto him. The name of Yahweh is an everlasting name, and that is his name. Regardless to what this perverted Gentile mindset today tells you, that it has no bearing what name, or that name of Yahweh is insignificant, well, then the name as you declares that you know, and that is the name of, quote, Jesus Christ, unquote, and that is the name whereby we can be saved and delivered. There is only one name, and Yahweh can only deliver. He can only save. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. You cannot be saved in any other name but by the power of Yahweh and Yahshua, is salvation to the house of Israel. I know, my friends, we were once walking in ignorance without understanding. We receive from unlearned men of the spiritual truth. Yahweh saw the purpose of the man's heart and the will and the desire. And knowing that, he has sent unto his people the revelation and the truth of his name. For in that name, we must teach all nations of the name of Yahweh. And in that name, we baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son, because the Son is of the Father. It is a simple analogy once you come to the knowledge of the name of the Father. For that name is a name of revelation. That name is a name of profound understanding. The doors of your understanding being opened, and the mind of your revelation being enlightened, that you may know the name of this Heavenly Father that has created all things. Messiah did not give Bartholomew, Zebediah. He did not give Peter, John, James, those men a command that they could not keep. And he told them to go therefore and teach all nations. And you baptize them in the name of the Father. What is the Father's name? You say, and you use the pagan descriptions of Messiah. He is not a Lord. He has never been a tyrannical government. He is not a Lord. He is Messiah, the anointed one of Yahweh. There are many lords, and there are many gods, but there is only one Yahweh, and his name is an excellent name, and his name is the same throughout all the earth, for his name is a memorial unto him. Matthew 28:19, Messiah commanded, go ye therefore and teach all nations. You must instruct them in the Father's name, baptizing them in what a simple preposition that has grave implication here, that word, baptize in. We understand that it is a function word, and it indicates inclusion. It shows you the location and the position within the limits whereby the parameter is set that you must work within that parameter. And so the parameter of this command is, you go into all nations and teach them, baptizing them in the name of the Father. And what the apostolic, the Pentecostals, and those that hedge towards what we call the apostles' doctrines, they take Acts 2:38. Peter did not defy Messiah. He did exactly what he said. He taught in the name of Yahweh. For that is the name of the Son. He said, you baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son, because the Son is of the Father. He came of out of the Father and of the Holy Spirit. Messiah said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will pray unto my Father, and he will send you another comforter. He shall dwell in the hearts of men, that there will be no doubt as to his commandments, and they will obey what he says with fullness of heart. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. I say to you, my listeners and friends, the enemies of the name of Yahweh, tell me the Father's name. Every natural child has a father. Now, he may not know that father, but he has a father. For the seed is in the Father. And that Father sent forth the seed of life in the body of Yeshua. He is the Messiah, the anointed of Yahweh, the one to bring deliverance and hope unto this nation. And the people of all nations, whereby their names are written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. Yet we find chaos, calamities, sin, corruption, and the power of the will of man ruling exclusively, for they deny the name of the Father. And that is what most rebellious children do when the Father they perceive is not in a tennis, he is not in the arena. They tend to do things according to their own mandates and according to their corrupt purposes. And they find themselves in the fear of the Father when he realizes what they have done. The Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8, it says this. In some renditions of Scripture, specifically the King James, it will say, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give unto another, neither my praise to grave images. What an absurdity! I am the Lord, that is my name. No. The proper rendition and revelation of that scripture, Isaiah 42, verse 8, I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. He gives glory unto his name. We that are born again and called by the Spirit of Messiah, we must give honor and glory to the Father's name. You will dispute that and say that is irrelevant. Well, if that is the case, my friend, you in your ignorance and unlearned ways, then the name, quote, of Jesus Christ has no significance either. So you can just simply say, Lord, I love you. That is a heresy. It is a trick of darkness. That is why men despise that name. For Messiah said, ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. For he came in the only name, the only true name. And that is the name of Yahweh. He came in that man, that name. That is why the Jews took up stones to stone him. I am Yahweh. That is my name. And my glory, and my glory, and my honor will I not give unto another. You see, I will not allow another to receive the glory of my name, neither my praise to these graven Baal images, which you serve with rigor. They lord you, and you please those images with sacrifices and offerings. And my name is profaned. It is desecrated in the land of those that say that they know me. This is a nation that declares that it knows your way. And yet when they hear that name, you will find this vile spirit rising up in them. They detest it. They despise it. And then you got these that are double-minded. They will not stand for the profound truth. They're double-minded and they are unstable. They want to use the name Yeshua, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. What a hypocrite they are. I would at least be faithful in declaring the name that I believe that has broke every shackle from off me. What broke the shackles was your way. Before the foundations of the world, my friend, he elected and called you to be saved. And you were saved because you were his. And he came and sent that personality of his son, Messiah, the anointed. He was anointed of Yahweh to give us hope in the Father's name. James 5 and verse 14. He says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the assembly, the congregation of your way. He said, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of your way. Is that not scripture? And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Your way shall raise him up. And he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. Him who forgives sins. Only your way can forgive sins. Only your way. And that is why Messiah, Yeshua, coming in the body of flesh, he was your way expression in flesh. That is why he could forgive sins, because only your way in that name, sins can be forgiven. They cannot be forgiven in the name of the Lord. They cannot be given in the name of Baal, Chemosh, Molech, Molcham, Allah. They must be forgiven in the name of Yahweh. That is a profound name. And the reason that many cannot come to the light of Yahweh's truth, because they do not know the name of Almighty Yahweh. Paul, speaking unto those saints at Colossae, he said, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Master Yeshua. And he said, giving thanks to Yahweh the Father by him. That is not how the King James renders that. giving thanks to God, the Father of him, who is, quote, the God of Yeshua, who is the Father of Yeshua. Paul said, gods, there are many. Lords, which Lord are you talking about? He has a distinctive name. His character is distinct. And there is no other name like the name of Yahweh. And that is why the heathens rebel against it. That is why the heathen mind reject it. That is why the heathens, they love the pagan traditions of what you call, quote, Christianity. It is a fallacy. It is not of the Father. And yet the very precious holy days of Yahweh, they profane them and they mock them. You, in this seasonal time of the year, especially when one of the most pagan days of the year draw near, it is called Christmas, they will draw in their honky-tonks, in their shindigs, irregardless of their ethnicity or nationality. They will set up their sin offerings of sacrifices, and they will draw from their savings. They will save all year long to send up a sacrifice unto their Baal. It is not Yeshua Messiah. They do not glorify the name of Yeshua. And they, even in their drunken stoop, in their sinful ways, it was one thing about those Israelites. The name of Yahweh, they were afraid to speak it because they understood the consequences. And the fear of covetous greed, desires, done in that name. And that is why when Messiah came on the scene and he said that he is of the Father, they asked, who is your Father? If he had said Baal, Molech, Mocham, he would have had no problem at all. But he spoke that name that was forbidden. He spoke that name whereby they knew that there was terrible things associated with it. He spoke the name of Yahweh. And he said, I come in my Father's name. No, my friend, the authority of Messiah was in the name of Yahweh. It was his authority because he came in the Father's name. Paul said, giving thanks always for all things, who unto Yeshua and the Father in the name of Master Yeshua Messiah. We give it in that name. We thank the Father, for we know that his Son came in his name, Yah. It is not, quote, Jesus Christ. It is not, quote, Lord Jesus Christ. It's one of the most pagan things that you could give your heart over unto. I speak the truth by command of Scripture. I speak the truth by command of Scripture. Men detest that. They reject the profound truth of Almighty Yahweh. Is Messiah divided? Was your pastor crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of your pastor, your denomination, of the apostolic faith, of the Baptist faith, of the Pentecostal faith? What name were you baptized in? Messiah says, go ye into all nations, and I want you to teach them, baptizing them in the name of the Father. So you must start at that parameter, my friend, because Messiah tells them in that little word, in that little preposition, where the limitations are and where you began to find out the true baptism of the Father. It must be done in the Father's name. And Messiah came in the Father's name. And you must do it in the Father's name because Messiah is of the Father. I know what our old pet doctrines teach us and how they've distorted many. For we're given more over unto tradition than we are to truth. So a man that speaks like me, it is not the norm of this religious holotry that is taking place. You cannot, my friend, you cannot interchange the name of a Greek, Latin, and that is where the name Jesus came from. It is a Greek Latinized name from Jesus, and that is the truth. His name is Yahweh. I do not believe when the Malach came unto Miriam and said unto her that you're going to conceive and bring forth a child, he shall be the Savior of Israel, and his name shall be called. You think he spoke to a Hebrew woman in Latin or in German? Or in English, what did he speak to her in? Well, you may respond, my friend, Yahweh speaks in all kinds of languages. But that's not the question. What did he speak to her in? Well, he spoke in a spiritual language. Well, I say this, my friend, the language was that spiritual that she understood the name to name the child. And the name was very significant. It was a name of importance, for it bear witness that he was sent of Almighty Yahweh, and he did not bear witness of himself, because if he had done that, then his witness would have been false. But he bared witness of the Father. That is what Messiah did. He bared witness of the Father. Because it is that name, Yahweh, the name that is given unto us, whereby we must be saved. No other name given to this generation. And Yahweh is restoring because he has pity upon his name. He has watched this nation, other nations of the earth, and this religious people that walk in their harlotry and their sin. They have desecrated. They have profaned. They have denied his name because of religious traditions. Well, I was saved in this name. You were saved by grace through faith. And it was not of yourself. It was a gift of Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh saved you. It was a gift of Yahweh. He gave you a measure to believe that you were saved, that you had redemption through the blood of Messiah. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, unto your children, and to all that are far off, why? Even as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call. Now why is that not made known unto the house of the apostolics, unto the first apostolic, the second apostolic? The apostolic in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name is wrong, my friend. There is only one name. And the name is Yahweh. For in that name is the name of the Son. He is not, Yahweh will not give glory or glory unto any other name. There is only one name whereby glory is given unto. Honor. And that is the name of Yahweh. And so Messiah could not come in any other name. He could not come in a Greek identity. He cannot come in a Latin identity or an English nobleman. He came in the identity and the express image of Yahweh. That is the identity that he came in. As Messiah wrote in that great day, it says, as John proclaimed with a powerful unction. On the next day, John chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Yahshua was coming to Jerusalem, the scripture says they took branches of palm trees, and they went forth to meet him, and they cried, Hosanna! Hosanna! Do you hear that? Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of Yahweh. That is the name that Messiah came in. Blessed is the King of Israel who cometh in the name of Yahweh. I understand if you are reading out of the rendition or the translation that ascribes the name King James. That ought not to be. People will exalt that name. Isn't that amazing? And they say names are insignificant. And these men today will tell you there's only one translation, and that is the King James translation. What a profound thing. And they make known King James' name. What about the Father? And yet that translation that you possess, my friend, is probably the sixth translation of the King James rendition I have in my possession. One of the copies of the original King James translation. And you will find in that translation, it is there. They do have the Apocrypha. But in that translation, you will find, as you come to the New Testament, you will find on the left-hand side on one page the name of the 12 apostles. And on that same page, you will find on the next column the name of the 12 tribes of Israel. And you will find in the center of that page, I have the translation. You will find there the name written in Hebrew, Yahweh. It is there. There is no doubt about that. You will see the misspellings, the words that are there. There are no J's in it. No, my friend. It is just what I say it is. It is an original copy of the 1611 King James translation of text and scripture. What you possess is the sixth edition of that translation. For my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. There's no knowledge of Yahweh's name. Men despise it, and men will try to desecrate it or speak against men like me that will tell you exclusively there is only one name, and the name is Yahweh. It is not, quote, Jesus Christ. It is not, quote, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Master Yahshua, for he came in the Father's name. Do you not see that in John chapter 12, verse 13? Whereby they took branches of palm trees, and they went forth to meet Messiah. And they cried, Hosanna, Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Now, what does it say in that translation that you are reading? It doesn't say Yahweh that cometh in the name of the Lord. Well, if that's the case, then tell me the name of the Lord. Tell me his name. He has a profound name, and he intends for men to know his name and to be baptized. Go ye into all the world, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name. There is where you've missed it, my apostolic friend, for your leaders have missed it there. And what Yahweh is doing in this hour, he is going to take these new vessels, and he's going to put the fresh new wine in new vessels. He can't do it in old vessels, because the new wine will burst the old vessels, and the wine and the vessels will both be destroyed. So he has, by the cleansing power of his word, by mercy and the truth of Yahweh, your iniquity is purged. By that mercy, the iniquity is purged of a man. We ought to bless the King that cometh in the name of Yahweh. He brings peace and glory unto the Most High, for he has sent his Son to speak unto us those truths that bring about deliverance and separation from every bondage of darkness, every power, and every spirit of wickedness, that we may go forth in that name. Go ye, therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. We must identify, first of all, the Father's name. Until you identify that, you cannot get an of the Son. For the Son brought unto us the knowledge of this name, that we may live and walk and have our beings in that wonderful, precious name of Yahweh. Men, today, why do you despise it, my friend? Tell me, because of your own ignorance, your sins, your pride? Well, of course, you are never wrong. You have not been wrong about even your doctrine. Is that the case? And your doctrine, based upon traditions, falsehood, lies, deceit, there's only one true doctrine, and that is the doctrine of Yahweh. It is in his Son, Yeshua, Messiah. There is where the doctrine lies. Not this contaminated putrid that men have established. You find those of the Baptist persuasion, they have their own doctrine in the First Baptist. The Second Baptist have theirs. The Sabbath Day Baptist got theirs. I believe that there is one name. There should be one name. And Yahweh's name should be in his house. There should not be a Baptist name in the house. There should not be a Lord's name in the house. It should be Yahweh's assembly, Yahweh's congregation, Yahweh's tabernacle. That is the only name shall adorn the house of Yahweh. It should not be the tabernacle or the church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the first day. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the latter saints. That is a fallacy. There should be one name, and his name ought to be glorified in his temple. It is Yahweh's house, and that is the only name that shall be there. For in the Father's name, you will find the Son's name, and the Son's name is not Jesus Christ. It is not Christo. It is Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Anointed One of Yahweh. That is his name, irregardless to what this corrupt religious generation says. and what it speaks, it is so. Zephaniah declared, as Yahweh spoke profoundly, he said, "And I will also live in the midst of thee, an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahweh." Zephaniah, he said, "This people that are afflicted and they are poor, they shall trust in the name of the Lord." What Lord? All right, my friend, I will receive that. He is not a Lord. Okay. You say that we will trust in the name of the Lord. Okay. We receive that. Tell me the name of the Lord. Tell me. If you will look at that scripture, if you will not allow the darkness of your pride and your indifferences, if you look at that scripture, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 12, Yahweh said, "I will also leave in the midst of you, Israel, in this house, an afflicted," you tell me Yahweh is going to leave an afflicted people, a needy, a weakly people. That is what Yahweh says. A wretched, a humble, a low people, and a poor people. They're weak. They're thin. He's going to leave that. And he said, "And they shall trust." What a profound statement. They will have confidence and hope in the name of. Now you say it's the name of the Lord. Tell me the Lord's name. You say it's in the name of God. What is the God's name? We must have confidence in the name of Yahweh. For in that name of Yahweh, we will find the Son's name. I understand, my friends, that our tradition has brought us unto great bondage. You have what we call the tradition of the American black population. They believe it's all in this gyration, this profusely sweating, and they think it's all in that. And yet there is no profound reality and power of the reality of this great Elohim. And you have the Caucasians in their subtle, staunch ways. They think it's revealed in their pride and their arrogance and their reserve ways. Yet they're still in sin. You have those of the Jewish persuasion that say that they are true Yisrael. And there are the Caucasians that declare that they are true Yisrael. And there are those that are the African complexion that declare that they are true Yisrael. And neither are. They don't even know Yahweh. They walk in their sins and their pride, the corruption that in hell they shall lift their eyes in the pit of darkness. So what name are you going to trust in? You say you're going to trust in the Lord. He is not a Lord. He is your way. That's what he is. And he has left a weak people and a poor people. I know what these charlatan perverts say today. He wants us all to be rich. We're rich in grace, in faith, his love. You can't buy that. You can buy the trinkets of this life, but you can't buy faith. You can't buy love. You can't buy peace and contentment and hope. That cannot be purchased with the carnal things of this earth. It cannot. Micah says in chapter 4, verse 5, "For all people will walk, everyone, in the name of his God." And that's what they're doing today. We're in this hour where they're all walking in the name of their God. They're walking in the name of the apostolic God. For he is different than the Baptist. And the Baptist is different than the Pentecostal. And the Pentecostal is different than the Charismatics. And the Charismatic is different than the Lutheran. And the Lutheran God is different than the Episcopalian. And the Episcopalian is different than the African-American or Zionist God. So they all say that they know Yahweh. And they are liars. They don't. Is Yahweh divided? Did that denomination save you? Salvation in no name but one name. And that is the name of Yahweh, for he is salvation. For in that name, the word salvation is Yahshua. 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 That is how you pronounce the word salvation. Yahshua. Yahshua. So Yahshua is of Yahweh. There is where our salvation derived from. For all people will walk, everyone, in the name of his own God. And that's what they're doing. Oh, I am in the apostolic way. I was baptized in the Baptist way. My mother was a Baptist, my grandmother, and I am going to die a Baptist. That is the mindset of this generation. And we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Elohim, forever and ever. Do you not know that his name is a name that is ever and ever? It is an everlasting name. How can you take the name of Yahweh and desecrate it and throw it away? And then we bring in this pagan Latin Greek name, Jesus. That is what it is. That is not an offense to Yahweh. You may think it is because it is an offense to you. But Yahweh is, his heart rejoices because he has impounded my heart. I can't do anything for what he says and what he imparts into me. As Yahshua could do nothing or say nothing but what the Father told him to say. And that is why he has not left me comfortless. He has sent his anointing. He dwells in me. And so he speaks because he has pity for his name. He has a beautiful name. He has a glorious name. And if you will not reverence that name, you cannot reverence the Son's name. And because of your ignorance, and because of your unlearned ways, and because of your own pride, you will not receive that truth. David declared, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. We bless you out of the house of Yahweh. When a man comes in that name of Yahweh, I bless you, my brethren, out of the house of Yahweh. When I see you sisters walking in the name of Yahweh, I bless you, my sisters, in the name of Yahweh. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord, who cometh in the name of Yahweh. And I will bless that one out of the house of Yahweh." That is the name. That is the glorious name. No other name can compare to that name. David said, "We will rejoice in thy salvation." The salvation of Yahweh. The salvation of Yahweh. He said, "We will rejoice."
Yeshua.
In your Yahshua.
Yeshua.
You hear that?
Yeshua.
Yahshua.
Yeshua.
Yahshua.
Yeshua.
That is the salvation.
Yeshua.
Of Yahweh.
Yeshua.
Yahshua.
Yeshua.
David said, "We were blessed and rejoice." And your
Yeshua.
Yahshua.
Yeshua.
That is the deliverance.
Yeshua.
Yahweh.
Yeshua.
Yahshua.
Yeshua.
Yahshua.
Yeshua.
Yahshua.
Yeshua.
No other name. No other name. We rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our Elohim, we will set up our banner. Yahweh, fulfill all thy petition. Who can fulfill your petition but Yahweh? That is his name. And Messiah said, "I want you to understand one thing, Peter. I want you to understand this, Luke. I want you men with great reverence and great understanding. When you go forth, you go ye therefore, and you teach all nations. You must teach them." And those apostles did that. They did not deny the name of the Father. You look at every epistle of Paul that he wrote. He acknowledged the Son Messiah. And without him, without Yahweh, there is no Son. And yet the great reverence unto Yahweh. He thanked Yahweh for Messiah. Look at every epistle. As Paul began every epistle of Paul and the brethren. You will see that. Yes, study a little, my friend. Study. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. We have not known the name of the Father. We have not understood that glorious and precious name of Yahweh, for we have not been taught. And so here's a man, there are plenty of brothers that speak and that wonderful, precious name. And yet men reject that because they say, it is not the name of the Lord Jesus. He was not born a Greek. He was not born an American. He was not born a Polish or a Russian. He was born a Hebrew. He had a Hebrew name. And the name of a person is never translated. It is always transliterated. Then why is not the name of Michelangelo? You say, well, they call the Pope Holy Father, but he took on the name of John Paul too, didn't he? He has a name. And the Heavenly Father, Yahweh Almighty, has a name. And in that name you will only find the Son. You cannot find the Son's name, but in that name of Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope tonight that this broadcast was an inspiration unto your heart. I do want to hear from you, my friends, with your letters, your gifts, your offerings of love to support this broadcast. Write me today. Sit down at the time you are hearing this broadcast. Write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, U-S-A. You write me, you that will write, send a gift in any amount. Whatever you send, Yahweh will bless you. Whether you send an offering or a gift or not, just simply write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller Road, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. And we will bless you for your response to this broadcast. You that will call me tonight, and you can call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Everyone that will call tonight and say to me, Pastor Roberts, we're listening to you in this state or wherever. Leave your name, address, and zip code. Write or call me, and we will bless you. And it will be a blessing to hear from you, our friends that write, you that call and write. I bless you all for responding to the broadcast, for this is a broadcast of truth. It is not one of emotions and feelings and tradition. It is one of truth by the unction of Yahweh's Spirit, by scripture revelation, and the simplicity of whom He is. That is what I preach. So write me a call. Listen, write down that telephone number, area code 843-658-6222. Call me now. You can dial now. Call me, and we will receive your call. We will send you out a gift from us. We pray that Yahweh bless you tonight. His anointing fill your heart, and may His Spirit overcharge you in a mighty way. We bless you all. Come visit us here at Victory Community. You call a right. We'll tell you how you may come and be with us in our services and be a part of this great blessing that Yahweh is pouring out upon His people. We do delight in hearing from you, our friends and our listeners. We say to you all in the glorious name of Yahshua Messiah, from the saints gathered here at Victory Community, we say to you, Shalom, in Yahshua's mighty name, Shalom.